T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are on the line here with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. And Mayor, we see that you've unveiled some new measures to combat problem commercial properties in the city of Buffalo. Tell us a little bit about some of these new measures.
So the timeline will be expedited. So there will be an administrative adjudication process now that will take place 27 days, within 27 days of a property being inspected. It will give us the ability to talk to the property owner, get the property owner's plan for the rehabilitation of the property. If the owner does not comply with that process, or if the owner is uncooperative in that process, we will move to immediately get the property into housing court.
And I understand this is kind of a in addition to stuff that's already being done by the city. I remember I've spoken with Council President Darius Pridgen before about trying to combat those negligent landlords. I remember going to places in Buffalo's Fruit Belt, and I'm sure there's other places in the city as well. How serious is this problem with some of these commercial properties in the city of Buffalo?
It is a problem. The inspectors getting lists from members of the city council, from the community, and from data sets in departments throughout the city have identified 250 of these problem properties that are the worst of the worst. We are going to inspect these properties. We'll be using inspection blitzes. We'll be continually monitoring these properties, putting a lot of pressure on the owner of problem properties so they do not any longer feel comfortable owning a problem property in the city of Buffalo.
Has housing court been an effective way to get these property owners to comply with city law?
Our staff has had a number of meetings with the housing court. The housing court judge has agreed to these new provisions that we have rolled out today, and we think working together with housing court, this new plan will be very tough and it will be very effective.
And we understand that there's some new ways that the city of Buffalo is looking at physically examining commercial properties. As Mike was saying before we started our interview here, there's some, is it drone footage that you guys are using to try to inspect properties?
These initial visual inspections actually were by helicopter, not drones, but we're looking at a way to incorporate more aerial inspections, more visual inspections from above of these properties. One of the things that we can't see in a normal inspection is the condition of roofs, particularly flat roofs of commercial properties. So the visual inspection component that has been suggested and that we will incorporate more frequently will be another important tool to assessing the condition of a property.
Mayor, finally, last question here is, what message do you have for landowners, property owners that you're targeting here? If they're listening to this interview and they're already on edge because they haven't done much already to take care of their properties, what's your message to them?
My message to owners of problem properties is, we want to work with you to come into compliance, but if you do not comply with the laws for how property should be maintained in the city of Buffalo, you're going to be under a lot of pressure, so much pressure where you could potentially lose your property. So we want people to fix properties. If they can't afford to fix them, we want them to sell them to somebody that can fix them, or the city is going to move to try to acquire them and put them in the right hands.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.